So I understand you're working on some legislation around COVID-19 contact tracing.
Yes, I am. I am, when I was home talking to Minnesota clinics and hospitals, I was hearing over and over again how we're back into another world of shortages of tests and people having to wait a really long time to get their test results back. And this is especially a problem in rural areas. And so based on that work, I'm introducing today a bipartisan bill with Republican Senator Cassidy from New Orleans to establish what we need, which is a national strategy around testing. And I'm excited about this bill, and I'm hoping we're going to be able to get it through since it's got bipartisan support.
All right. And you think it will have the White House's support?
Well, I hope so.
It seems to be the big sticking point with a lot of this federal response.
The president's messages on COVID and on testing have been all over the map, but that's even as the public health experts tell us that if we want to really suppress this virus and we want to be able to make our economy, be able to have people working and we want to reopen our schools, that this is the path to accomplish it. And so he is just got to get on the right side of this issue. And it's just so important to our kids, especially I'm thinking about kids and families right now that want to go back to school. And in order to do that, we have to have a massive ramp up in our ability to test people. And so this bill would say, let's put together a national strategy for doing that. And let's help states come together to work to use their purchasing power to buy more tests and to incentivize more testing, and it's gotten a lot of good support, so I'm excited about it.
All right, Senator Smith, sounds good. Another question I have, we've been hearing a lot about a potential second round of stimulus checks coming around. Do you have any details on what that might look like and what that might mean for Minnesotans?
Well, here's the situation. We are, I sit here today in my apartment in Washington, D.C., waiting for some negotiations to happen and to get going on getting another response to COVID going. And, the House put out their bill, the HEROES Act, over 10 weeks ago, and we still wait for Republicans in the Senate to get going on negotiating something. And I think that should include direct support for individuals and especially include the continuation of the unemployment insurance benefit, which has been a big boost to families who've lost their jobs. We've had right now in Minnesota, we have over 260,000 people who are on unemployment insurance. And the last enhanced check went out over the weekend. So if we don't do something quickly, people are going to be seeing a really big drop in their income. And I think it's going to have dire effects for people.
Right, especially as eviction moratoriums are starting starting to end and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, I think that's all I have for you. Is there anything else about what you're doing over there in the Senate you wanted to add before we wrap this up?
Nope, I think we've got it. I appreciate your time and take care today.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Senator Smith. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.